We bid welcome our friends who are visiting with us today in this service. All who are visiting and visitors, we would like for you to be recognized so that our people may see you and so that we might speak to you after the service. Would you mind just lift your hand for a moment so they may see you wherever you are? Anyone in the balcony? Come back and be with us again. I see that we have a large group of our young people who are home from college with us today. We're always glad to have this group. They were out last night, and all of them got home at 9 o'clock, understand? Most of them. Maybe they got home before Sunday. Let me put it that way. I think they had a real good time. We have two or three announcements I'd like to call your attention to. One is the Religious Herald. This is our state Baptist paper. It's published weekly. We have some copies in the foyer of the educational building. You may feel free to go get a sample copy of this if you have not seen one of these. Mrs. Condienis and Mrs. Gail McPherson are in charge of taking the new subscriptions. Now, I told you the subscription of this magazine was $10 and a half back in 1865. Now, today we got a special on. It's $3.50. So you take advantage of it and go over and get acquainted with it. If you're already a subscriber, then I would advise you to renew. This is the time to do it. If you have never been exposed to it, it always has some wonderful news about our Baptist work in the state, around the world, and of course about our churches. And then it has some interesting things from time to time, like a sermon. And each week there is a digest of the Sunday school lesson. So this will be something that will really bless your life and your home. Tonight, right after the service, Brother Sam Hensley wants to have a finance committee meeting at 8:30. A finance committee meeting at 8:30 tonight. Now on Monday night, our deacons meet at 7:30. I'm giving you some of these that are not in the bulletin here at this time. And then come on Wednesday night, we have a very, very important time. This is a church-wide mission study program that will take place on Wednesday night, so this week. Now, some of the choir wanted to know what I was advertising. Here we are. They still see in the same advertisement. But on the front here, you will see Rivers of Ink. And Mrs. Jasper Morris will be here to teach this study. And we want you to come take part in it, men, women, and all. In fact, you can sign up on the education door and come and have supper with us at 6 o'clock. And then this study will follow. Ms. Morris will be teaching this book, and then our youth will have a study, The Whole Earth, and our older children, The Claim Staker, and the younger children, Antonio's Choice. So this should be a wonderful study come Wednesday evening. So remember this, and be sure to be present. It'll be a blessing to you. Rivers of Ink. All right, fine. Tonight we have our service at 7:30. We'll be preaching on a subject tonight, Hell is No Myth. And I invite you to come and be with us. Now shall we stand for the doxology.
Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above the heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Our Father, we're grateful for this day and every opportunity of worship. We pray that Thy Spirit may speak to each of us, that we may listen to the Spirit as it proclaims to us the goodness of God, and may our faith be strengthened this hour. In Jesus' name, amen. Guide me, O Thou great Jehovah. Hymn number 55. Hymn number 55.
Guide me, O Thou great Jehovah, Thou grantest barren land. I am weak, but Thou art mighty. Hold me with Thy powerful hand. Bread of heaven, feed me till I walk no more. Feed me till
scripture reading today, we turn to Psalm 127. Psalm 127. Psalm 127. Except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb of his reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. Psalm 127, Solomon's wonderful admonition about building a home. We have so many things to be thankful for. This Thanksgiving season has brought many joys to many hearts, I'm sure. Today we are surrounded by beautiful flowers that were left by Melissa Seymour. And of course we have the beautiful flowers on the altar for Mrs. Horton. God has blessed us. Let us bow our heads now in a moment of meditation and thanksgiving. Father, as we wait upon thee, we rejoice in all that thou hast blessed us with. We thank thee for this day, which is God's day. You've given us a beautiful day, and we are so grateful that we can fellowship one with another in this service. We pray that thou would fill our lives with the good things today, that we might be guided in ways that would be well-pleasing in thy sight. And we pray, our Father, that you would watch over each of us in our homes, in our families, and all of those that are away from us today in distant places. May thy blessings be upon them. And now, our Father, we pray for the blessings of God to be upon us this week in our church, in all the activities which we have planned, in the mission studies. We pray that you would bless those who prepare to teach and bless those who will respond and come and share. We pray that you'd give us a great joy as we open our hearts and minds to learn and to discover more of thy will in the Great Commission. We thank thee today, our Father, for all these things you do in our church, for our choir, our ushers, our deacons, our Sunday school workers, and all of those who work in the woman's work. We just pray that you would guide and direct, that we might be more responsive and achieve in a spiritual way what God wants us to do. Now take this service today and help us, our Father, to bring praise unto thy name as we resolve in our hearts to truly do the Master's will. It's in his name we ask it. Amen. Hymn number 399, I Gave My Life for Thee.
I gave my life.
Father, we pray that thou shalt receive our gifts as we present them to God's glory. Amen.
Love I can never repay. God loved me so much in spite of my sin. Grace, oh amazing, grace undeserved. I'll ever praise Him and joyfully
to direct our attention today to the 127th Psalm, Our Homes. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Solomon says, I think that Solomon, who had the responsibility of building the great temple, was now in the process of building his own home. And he is giving an expression out of his heart to his own home. Except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain that build it. And he goes on to talk about the security of those who occupy that home. He says they will have rewards in verse 3. Children are an heritage, he says. And the fruit of the womb is his reward. There is a reward, he says, in the home that God builds. And then he explains the arrows in verse 4 and 5. He says these arrows in the hands of a mighty man are like children in the home, in the youth. They bring happiness and they protect. And in the declining years of the parents, the children become really security. So Solomon talks about the physical blessings that may come to this house. And he talks about the spiritual blessings that may come to the house. So he says, except the Lord build the house, then all of your labor is in vain. It's wonderful to know that God can help build a house or a home. One of the favorite stories in the Air Force is, it's told about a man who married a Japanese bride, and she was so attentive to him, and she waited on him hand and foot.
And of course, in due time, they were transferred back to the United States. And she went down and applied for her citizenship, become an American citizen. And so on the day that she received that citizenship, they went back home. And he fell down in his easy chair and called for his slippers. And to his amazement, she said, "I am an American citizen now. Get them yourself." I think many times we think about the home and what it means and how we ought to build it. God has given us so many institutions that are so great. The free will of man is one of the great things he's given us. We have the freedom of choice as individuals. He's given us marriage, where in the early chapters of Genesis, we're told that God created a woman, and Adam and Eve became man and wife. And Adam says, "We are one now, bone of the same bone and flesh of the same flesh." And the home was established, and children were born to that family. And then God gave the government as an institution to guide and help us. And then he established the church to also help us in the building of a home. Under communism, if it is purely followed, there would be no home because the children would become the subjects of the state and no longer would they be let in the little family groups, and we would lose that. But all the institutions that we have are under attack. But we need to know that the nation that's going to be built on the godly home is a nation that God's going to bless. I really believe this with all my heart today. The nation that has a Christian home is the nation that's going to prosper in this world. And I think the nation that does away with the Christian home is the nation that is soon going to lose out. We need a spiritual awakening in the home. I'm told on Sunday mornings, even when the preacher may get wound up and preach about 25 minutes, they say the book drummers go to work on him. And then if he should go 30 minutes, they say the clock watchers go to work on him. And if he lasts 45 minutes in that sermon, they throw the watch on the floor and pick up the calendar to just see when he is going to stop, you know. But you know, those same people go home at night on Sunday night and they sit down before that one-eyed monster, and you never hear anybody knocking on a TV guide, do you? Nor do they look at their watches or throw it down. Why? Because they have a little bit of love for that. It's really exciting, you know, being a preacher. One day a preacher went to visit a lady. And he got there and she was crying. And man, he walked in the door and she was so upset. The first thing you know, he had his handkerchief out. And he too was crying. And he says, she says, "I'm glad that you came today." "Oh," he says, "I'm so happy that I'm here too." And so he began to wipe his eyes. And he said to her, you know, before he could find out what was going on, he took a seat beside her. And he said, "Now, what's wrong? What can I help you with?" She says, "Well, I'm just so disturbed, so disturbed." And they cried a little more. And then finally, she got around to it. He said, "Well, now, how can I help you?" She said, "Well, I was just watching a TV show on how the world turns. And my favorite character got so involved that I just got so upset and I just got the ball in, and I just couldn't stop. Well, you know, we can look at Hawes Cartwright get run over by a buffalo, or we can see Lassie get hit with a car and sit down and shed a bucket full of tears. But I wonder how many of us really get hepped up about our homes, about our homes where we live. Did you know that?